This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
The list of ways the Trump administration has shaken up official Washington is long. But up high on that list, no matter who's making it, have to be the various changes of heart at the Environmental Protection Agency. Former Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, who in his prior life sued the agency more than a dozen times over its regulations, is in charge now. He has sided with the chemical industry on pesticides and oil and gas industries on climate change. But this is not the first time the regulatory pendulum has swung so profoundly pro-industry. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong looks back.
In 1978, heavy rains fell on the Southern California city of Glen Avon. They overflowed a nearby toxic waste site, longtime corporate dumping ground, and sent a chemical foam into Glen Avon. That's where Penny Newman's kids were playing. She still remembers.
They were making beards out of this foam. They were becoming snowmen in toxic foam. And nobody told us what was going on.
The industrial sludge contained arsenic, DDT, cyanide.
Their tennis shoes were falling apart, their Levi's disintegrating. My youngest son was having blurred vision. He'd come home from school talking about how the tetherball poles were stacked on top of each other, having this double vision.
Newman would become an environmental activist, just as Congress discovered hundreds of toxic waste sites around the country and passed a bill to clean it up. The Superfund law collected money from taxpayers and from polluting companies. But weeks after it passed, America got a new president who was a friend to some of those companies, the anti-regulatory Ronald Reagan.
Regulations of every kind on shopkeepers, farmers, and major industries add $100 billion or more to the cost of the goods and services we buy.
Reagan brought a hostility to the government that shook up the Capitol. Republican David Durenberger was a senator from Minnesota at the time.
It was clear as soon as he took office that he was not as sensitive to the work the EPA did.
The EPA was a young agency then, just a decade into its existence and growing, as it enforced new laws on clean air, clean water, and waste. But in 1981, conservative ideologue Ann Gorsuch was tapped to run the EPA, the first woman in that job. Her teenage son was Neil Gorsuch, now Supreme Court Justice. Gorsuch had a record of criticizing the agency and its bureaucrats. Jonathan Lash is president of Hampshire College, and his book on the Gorsuch EPA is called A Season of Spoils.
It seemed like she came in with a deep suspicion of them and of their motivations. The nickname she got from the staff was the Ice Queen.
Gorsuch saw her agency budget cut by a quarter. Enforcement cases by investigators plummeted.
There were explicit communications saying that every enforcement case you bring will be a black mark against you.
Cleanup of that toxic waste site in Southern California, the one that spilled into Glen Avon, well, it was inexplicably delayed. Why? Well, an EPA whistleblower leaked documents suggesting it was politics to undermine the Superfund regulation, to protect polluting companies, and to deny an environmental win to California's governor, a Democrat running for the Senate.
And caring about the people who were drinking poison water didn't factor into the equation.
That's the whistleblower, Hugh Kaufman.
That's where I became sort of a very low-level figure in the scandal.
A scandal that blew up. Congress accused EPA head Ann Gorsuch of botching Superfund cleanup. It held her in contempt, and she quit in disgrace after 2 years. Her deputy, Rita Lavelle, went to jail for lying to Congress. Meantime, the agency, well, it tried to retaliate against Kaufman, sending investigators to follow him.
And they found that I was in a hotel with a strange woman, and so they thought they had me until they found out that the strange woman was my wife.
Nothing came of it.
They thought they could squeeze me by checking out my sex life, but I was even an old man then, wasting their time.
In fact, Kaufman is still at the agency. After Gorsuch quit in 1983, the agency's original administrator from 1970 returned to restore some order. He had bipartisan support. But longtime EPA regulator Mike Cook says the scandal damaged morale at the agency. He's now retired and recalls that many once idealistic colleagues, they either quit or they became jaded clock watchers.
People working 60, 70, 80 hours a week, suddenly they were working 40-hour weeks. And we went from a couple of softball teams to 9 softball teams.
To him, the agency never recovered.
That imposed a level of cynicism about outside political interests, and that has just never gone away.
It's the cost, he says, of an administration openly hostile to the EPA's underlying mission. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.